It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein. When the Phoenix Mercury started last season, most of the hype focused on the team's new center, college superstar Brittany Griner. She was joining all-time greats Diana Taurasi and Penny Taylor, and different styles needed to mesh. The Mercury endured a disappointing 2013 season, and they tip off the 2014 schedule at home on Saturday against Seattle. Here to help us preview the Mercury season is Arizona Republic sports columnist Paula Bovin. Paula, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are your expectations for the Mercury this year? Will their stars gel on the court?
They should. You know, I mean, if you look on paper, and anybody I think who follows the WNBA, they are the most talented team in the league. And I think people thought that to a certain extent last year. But as you mentioned, cohesion is huge in this league. And especially because you have players, you know, they don't earn a ton of money in the WNBA. So these players are going overseas, playing in China, playing in Europe until right before basically the season starts, and they have to figure it out pretty quickly. That was part of the problem, I think, last year. I think this is going to be a lot more effective Mercury team this year, even if they have a new coach on the roster right now.
Well, I think that's a great point about how you have so many of the stars that end up coming back, in some cases from Eastern Europe, and then in a couple of days they have to get not just back in Arizona time, but get in sync with the WNBA. That must be an amazing challenge. Have you talked to some of the players about that in the past?
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. And you know, I mean, the reality is you can make some really good money. They're much more sort of embrace the sport of women's basketball in Eastern Europe and Europe. And so the salaries are a lot larger. And so players are excited about going over there. But it poses a challenge because those seasons are winding up just before this one starts. And, you know, I think even the Mercury's new coach was coaching a team in the Russian league and just arrived just a few weeks ago. So even she sort of had to reintroduce herself to the players, and I know they hit practice hard right when she came.
So the new coach is Sandy Brondello. I don't really know much about her, I have to admit, though she's replacing Russ Pennell, who's had a real vagabond career here, mostly in Arizona as a coach for ASU and Grand Canyon, other places. What do you know about Sandy Brondello?
Just that she was very successful in the league as a player, that she went on and was a head coach and an assistant coach in the WNBA and is always in demand with Olympic like training like teams and foreign teams. Like I said, she was just, I think her team just won the Russian League championship before she came here. So a very respected in-demand coach and one that expects a lot. I know when, you know, she kind of hit the ground running when she came and they had this team going, and it has high expectations. But you know what? I think with this Mercury team, you have to have that. They had a lot of issues last year. They had a very talented player in Brittany Griner who was just having to make that transition, and it was tough, and then she dealt with some injuries, and they had a lot of injuries on the team. And so, but the talent is here. They've played together now, most of them for the most part, and they should be in a position to win this league this year.
Paula, in general, it seems like this organization has been one of the more highlighted ones in the league, even when they didn't have great seasons. If you look at the history of it, Cheryl Miller, who's one of the all-time great college players, was the coach, and Nancy Lieberman was connected, Diana Taurasi. Is this considered to be kind of a crown jewel in the WNBA?
You know, it's a great question. I think a couple things have happened. I think there are very good marketing people over there, and they realize, sadly, that the sport wasn't going to sell itself, and they needed a hook. And it wasn't unlike what Jerry Colangelo did when he brought the Diamondbacks. He paid a ton of money for veterans and big-name players just to get people interested. And that was kind of the same approach that the Mercury took. You know, we're going to throw names that you've heard of because a lot of these other players you haven't heard of. And I think they've kind of done that year after year. And the other truth, and I think this gets lost sometimes in the translation, is Robert Sarver, who has both the Suns and the Mercury, has been very supportive of the Mercury and embraces women's basketball and wants to spend money and things like that. So I think that's another part of it, that when he sort of took over this team, he understood what was important. You know, we'd all like to see a day when you didn't sort of have to have a novelty if it wasn't a, you know, coach that we've heard of or, you know, a player that we knew about, and that it just would be successful on its own merits. And it's starting to happen. A lot of these teams that were owned by NBA teams, it's a much smaller number now. At one point, it was every WNBA team was owned by an NBA team. That's not the case anymore. So there's making progress. But long-winded answer to your question, I think that's why we're seeing a lot of those names.
Well, Paula, considering some of the limits, and we have to admit there are limits. This is not the NBA. This is not Major League Baseball. But based on that, does this community embrace the Mercury enough?
I think so. I mean, there's certainly room for growth, but I think the Mercury have done better with fans in a lot of cities, and it's hard sometimes when you're competing with the entertainment dollar in a town that has a lot of sports options. But I think there's a very strong fan base, certainly from the gay and lesbian community, which has been great because I think they bring a ton of fans. But also, I think the Mercury has done a lot of really good outreach. I know they've kind of gotten together with ASU and Charlie Turner Thorne sometimes, I think, to introduce the sport to young girls. And we're certainly seeing, I think, growth in women's basketball in general. There was a big problem for years that there just wasn't great coaching on lower levels. You know, I think when high schools would hire coaches, they didn't really care who they brought in for the women's team, and there wasn't good lower-level coaches even with youth sports. That's really starting to change, and I think we're starting to see better basketball, and better basketball means, you know, more fan interest. The bottom line, I think, in Phoenix or in anywhere, is people have to get over sort of this juxtaposition of men's and women's basketball. They're two different sports, and we are, you know, designed differently. We're built differently. We're not going to be as competitive in men in certain areas, certainly above the rim. But in its own right, there's a great thing you can get from women's basketball.
And Paula, finally, in less than a minute, I'm going to ask that about that juxtaposition now. With David Stern, the longtime NBA commissioner, retiring, and he was a major supporter of the WNBA, we've seen Adam Silver step out in the Donald Sterling situation. Does the NBA have to be as supportive of the WNBA as it has been in order for the league to thrive?
You know, I think that there needs to be that connection. I just don't think the WNBA is ready to go out on its own and not need anything about the NBA as far as cross-promotion or anything else. But I also think that the NBA really embraces and understands why it's important. Even if they don't need to, I think they would still play a big role, because the value of the WNBA is it's telling young girls, hey, if you want to get on the cover of Sports Illustrated, you don't need to be in a swimsuit. Maybe we'll get you on there because you're a really good basketball player.
Paula Bovin is a sports columnist for the Arizona Republic, and the Phoenix Mercury tip off the 2014 regular season Saturday night at home against Seattle. Paula, thanks for the insight.
Thanks for having me on.